You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Stay tuned for a special presentation.
What is a white former Frederick Community College golfer turned down on his luck PGA pro? The other, a black undersized wideout who had a cup of coffee with the Calgary Stampeders. Now with their athletic careers long since dead, they live their lives as Beltway bandits in the DMV, selling software and services to Uncle Sam and his cronies. Starsky and Hutch, you ask? No. It's Rhodesy and Hatch.
Gentlemen, cheers.
Officer Rhodesy. Happy.
You are fine, yes, by the way. There's no rules. You're allowed to be part of this.
Yeah, there you go. Cheers. There you go.
Cheers.
Back in 15. We'll do 2 15-minute halves on the podcast here. All right. Very good. So, boys, since you are here today and I'm making you work, I have gifts.
No way. Oh. A Swedish penis enlarger.
You already have one of those. Get your official Zabecast hat.
I collect hats, by the way.
So there you go. Now, they're adjustable, Johnny, so you're kind of snobbish. You don't like adjustable, but they're the best adjustable hats that I've ever come across.
I'm wearing an adjustable hat
right
now.
Really? Nice. To let your ponytail out?
He's got it on the last link.
Hatcher, I don't ever see you with hats, ever.
I don't, but I collect them.
Okay.
I have a great collection
of
hats.
Give me that one back.
No, I'm like collecting this.
All right, you give that to somebody who might wear it. It's advertising, you know?
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. That's fine. Of course you can have it. If you like it, keep it. There you go.
Yeah, it's going to go with my collection.
Solid lid.
So here we are, boys. Middle of the week. It is Get Out of the Goddamn House Day for the Christmas week. Are you not up the wall, Johnny, with your three boys, ages 15, 10, and 10?
15, 12, and 12.
12 and 12 now. Jeez.
You know what, man? My house needs to be fumigated. We have had...
All boys.
All boys. We've had a sick ward in my house for a month and a half. So my boy G, Grant, played in a basketball tournament today, which goes two more days, and he's under the covers right now.
Does he just throw his dirty socks anywhere and let it stink up the house?
Dude. Yeah.
There could be an empty hamper right in front of them, and they'll throw the clothes on the floor. It's a guy thing.
Get it close, right?
Yeah.
Hope somebody takes a rebound. Hatch, what about you? How has your Christmas been?
My Christmas was great. Same thing. My son came home from college. The room usually is immaculate because I keep my house pretty immaculate.
That's right.
And it's a disaster in there. So he washed his clothes and just piled them up, and they're on the end of his bed, and he sleeps next to his clothes that he took out the wash machine in the pile.
Sleeps next to his clothes.
That were washed.
Unbelievable.
In a pile. And the room smells awful.
Is there any way to drill into your kids better habits? I guess some parents are able to do it, right? It's hard, though.
It's hard, but I got to admit, I mean, I don't have the best habits, so I guess they see that.
But Officer Hatch does. Officer Hatch is Mr. Neat.
That's right.
That's the discipline in you. Where did you get that discipline, by
from
the way?
From my mom.
From your mom.
Every
huh?
Sunday, we had to strip our beds, vacuum, dust our room before we were allowed to go outside.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. She didn't play.
She didn't mess around.
No.
That's where he got it from.
Made up our bed every day.
Hey, man, God bless Mrs. Hatch.
Yep.
All right, so we got a lot of things going in the NFL right now. Holy shit. So let's dig right in. Let's start with, I think, the most compelling story, which is the unfolding disaster in Denver. Nathaniel Hackett fired.
Yes.
That's the
knew
third,
it was coming.
Third coach in season that's been whacked, all right? First, it was the guy Matt Rhule in Carolina. Steve Wilks has done a great job, by the way. He should get the job.
I liked him before.
Yeah, well, he should get it. We'll see. Then you got Frank Reich in Indy.
Which was
how's
bad.
Jeff Saturday doing? 3 points last night.
Yeah, bad.
He stinks. It's like, let's try Nick Foles. Okay, that also doesn't work, Nick
right.
Foles. And now Nathaniel Hackett, who had been one of the higher profile guys. Like, oh, you got this genius from Green Bay. Rodgers is his boy.
Well, and isn't he the one now that Sean Payton has identified as, I'm putting my power coaching staff together, and I've identified Hackett as my D coordinator?
Well, I heard Payton would be a top candidate to go to Denver.
Interesting.
To try to be the quarterback whisperer to fix Russell Wilson, because Russell Wilson is really the problem. Holy shit, is he bad.
Oh, my God.
So
that pick that Wagner took from him?
Yes.
I was like, oh,
yeah,
Lord.
What was
that was awful.
Yeah.
So,
like, he looks awful out there. He needs to get outside the pocket. He needs a running game. They got him dropping back. He's not a drop back passer.
He's turning down routes, though. That's the thing that I'm seeing in cutups. They're like, look, this guy's open, this guy's open. He's not running it. The receivers are pissed off. They're like, he's not running the offense. He's not throwing the ball on time, on schedule, where it's supposed to be. And then he runs himself into trouble. So here's the question I have. One, do they think they can fix him?
Who's they?
That'd be the Broncos.
The organization.
The organization.
So my question, I'll play a neutral answer here. My question has to be, don't they say to themselves, he did it before?
Right.
So what is the difference? What's gone wrong? I still never forget what Cooley said about Russell Wilson.
What'd he say?
He is the worst quarterback in the NFL
on
to play offensive line for.
Oh, right.
They don't know what he's going to do.
Okay.
He is never on schedule.
Total runaround guy.
Yep.
But it worked, though.
It
two
worked
years
before.
Ago, I looked up
because they had a running game.
Okay, but I looked up, Hatch, I looked up his stats from 2 years ago. Not this year, but go back 2 years from this year. 68%, 40 touchdowns over 12 picks.
Pretty good.
At age 32. Now, if you're telling me, and he dropped down the next year, and that was the 2020 year with no crowds, so every quarterback stats were artificially inflated because it was easy to do audibles and there was no road disadvantage where the crowds were, and you can't hear anything, right? But then the next year, he was like 30 over 12 or whatever, and then, like, or I could look it up. His numbers were not bad until he went to Denver.
Right.
He has fallen off a cliff. So if you're telling me he's washed, why would a guy wash?
And what's
from
changed?
Age 32 to 34.
Right. That's my question, too.
Officer
I don't
Hatch,
think, I think
I'll
he's still got plenty in the tank. I just
you
don't
do.
Think the offense was set up for him to succeed. And, again, he needs a running game. He needs a running game.
Okay.
All his success has been behind running the football first and then him play action passing.
Yeah, food came already. That would have been delicious. We've got to end this podcast.
That looked good, by the way.
So, question two. Does he know he's bad?
I hope so.
Does he? Rhodesy?
Well,
is there a greater than 0% chance that he's like, no, I'm great, man. It's someone else.
No
it's
way.
Something else.
He's got to know,
as a competitor.
He's got to know right now his value's never been lower. So to Hatch's point,
forget value. Does he understand he stinks?
I think he has. Yes, I think he understands he
stinks.
He's
a competitor.
But my question always goes, I always default to exactly what Hatch just said, which is a great coach will put their quarterback in the system that helps them succeed. Steve Young was a sub-500 quarterback before Bill Walsh. And I wonder if it's more
with
Hackett.
With who, the Tampa Bay Bandits?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? And then the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
And then the Buccaneers.
He was awful at the Buccaneers. Awful.
Do I got the team right?
Was USFL, then Buccaneers.
Yeah, he was awful there.
So wait.
It's an example, Zabe. I'm just saying that maybe
You're right. He was awful there.
Yeah. It might be more on Hackett than we realize. And perhaps someone needs to sit down with him, let Russ have more input into the offense. I'm sure Peyton Manning had input into the offense when he went to the Broncos.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, Brady Buccaneer. Probably put the offense together in Tampa.
I just can't believe that you're using a USFL comp for a quarterback.
No,
I can come up with other ones.
Buccaneers.
Tannehill. How about that one?
He's still terrible.
But he's been
the running game has helped him tremendously.
Sure,
a great running game helped any subpar quarterback. Just look at Mark Rippon the year they won the Super Bowl. They had a dominating running game. Mark Rippon was an average at best quarterback.
But average that one at year. Best. Here's the one thing about that year: he was sacked 9 times,
and they had a
That's
running
including
game.
Postseason
sacked 9 right. times, and he couldn't move. He was a statue back there. That tells you how good the O-line was.
And they couldn't stop the run. The Redskins, or the Commanders.
Call them the Redskins.
The run
you
game.
Call them what they were.
I think they were number one in rushing that year. And then what Rippon did is he did play action. And threw
they went
it
over
deep.
The top. Yes. And he threw it deep with
and
accuracy.
He had three receivers that were Pro Bowl receivers. Mm-hmm.
All right. So if they think they can fix him, and if Russell knows he sucks, then the question is, how do you do it? And who do you do it with? Who do you hire? Like, everyone talking about, well, if they get out of the contract now, it's $102 million in dead money. They can basically play with a bunch of semi-pro players next year.
They're not getting rid of them.
I know, they're not, and they shouldn't. That's the thing. Almost like all these coaches, you know, okay, Rhule had been there for a while, fine, fire him. But Hackett just started. You're telling me all the work you did to go scout this guy and say he's the guy, we like the guy, you're going to throw him out after less than 1 year because the quarterback took a shit this year? That doesn't make
any
sense.
That wasn't it. That wasn't it. Did you watch
fight,
the game?
The fight on the sideline with Brett Rippon and the other lineman?
Oh, that? And he did that. Did you see the quit in that team? They didn't even come to play. They were like, we need to hurry up and get this season over with. It was awful.
I know.
They totally quit. Especially right before halftime when they let him stroll right in the end zone for that one touchdown. I mean, like, typically, if you as a coach can't get your guys ready to play, whether you're in it or not, he had lost the team.
Yeah.
And they saw that.
And the next guy to go is probably going to be Kingsbury.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's now friction. Apparently, they want more leadership, they say, out of Kyler Murray.
Okay.
Translation, he's starting to rub people the wrong way.
Yes.
This is when you've also got Zach Wilson in New York demoted. He's not even going to be active for the final 2 weeks. Yeah. They hate him so much up there.
So let me flip this.
Yes.
You're a coveted NFL coach. What opportunity do you look at as a coveted position? Denver, would you look forward to going to Denver?
So compare
would
the three
look
jobs.
To going to Arizona?
Denver, Indy, Arizona.
Wait, don't forget one other one.
There's more coming.
Because if Dallas craps the bed, that
they're
job's going to be
fight.
Sean
not.
Payton. Don't underestimate Jerry Jones. If Mike McCarthy and Dallas they're in the playoff and they get beat bad the first round again, I'm telling you, he's going to go have a conversation with Sean Payton.
Okay.
Because he's going to say, I need somebody to get
Sean
me.
He always wanted Sean Payton.
Yes. And he's going to say, I need somebody to get me
over the hump.
Top. Right. Yep.
I got the team.
Yep.
I just need the coach who can get us to the promised land.
What if you're the new Commander's owner?
Which
you
will.
You keeping Rivera?
If I were still a Commanders fan, I would want Rivera fired so quickly, Johnny. I cannot stomach him.
They're
I know
in the
he's
playoff
a good.
Hunt.
He's a good man. He's a cancer survivor, military veteran. God bless all that. He is a guy that does not take accountability. He's not good with X's and O's or timeouts, and he's full of shit. If I were still a Commander fan, Johnny, and you still are, That's the first order of business. Get rid of him.
But he's wait only, a minute. Aren't they still in the playoff hunt?
I don't give a shit. They still may not make the playoffs. If they don't win another game, they're not in.
Hatch, they're stuck okay. in the worst place you can be stuck in the NFL.
Win the last two?
Mediocrity. You don't want to be you want to suck or be great.
Okay. But still, as they have no quarterback, and he's got
Whose
them
fault
in the
play. They've,
he's got them in the playoff. I don't know whoever signed Carson Wentz's fault it is.
He wanted him bad. He even screamed at all the media last week. This was my call. I broke down all the film. Remember that?
Right.
Do you believe that though?
And then he blamed the quarterback. Remember?
Like, I think that was Rivera just saying, "Okay, I'm just going to take the bullet for this one because it was Dan's boy." That was a Danny move.
Right.
So anyway,
but then remember he blamed it on the quarterback when they asked him the question.
Of course.
That's the quarterback.
The quarterback, yeah. Right. That's why I'd be like, get rid of this guy. He's not that good. Anyway, right. So that said, who do you want, Johnny Boy, for your final two games of the year at quarterback? Is it Heinicke or Wentz for you?
To me, it doesn't matter. What I hate about the media here, the beat reporters for the Commanders, how can they blatantly ignore the lack of pass protection this line gives?
I mean, terrible.
It's awful. They can run block. They can road grade, man.
Sure.
They just can't pass pro.
Jay Leno's kid is terrible. No, not Jay Leno's kid. What's his Leno?
Yeah.
Whoever he is, he stinks.
The best thing they could have had, and it's too late now. There's two games left, and they're in the playoff hunt. But they would say that Heinicke doesn't have the arm strength. Wentz has the arm strength but doesn't have Heineke's mobility.
Or the heart.
Or moxie or leadership or respect to the huddle.
Guess who has both of those? The other guy. But he's a rookie. You can't put him in
there. Who's Sam Howell?
Yes.
You don't know what he has.
Right.
You're guessing.
Yes, I do.
He has
he's got arm strength
he's like,
and he's got mobility.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you. I fell prey to this with my Cincinnati Bearcats. The quarterback was awful, and I kept saying, please put the second string guy.
Desmond Ritter?
No, Desmond's gone.
And I know.
I thought you meant the quarterback this year.
Okay.
The quarterback this year, he transferred in from Eastern Michigan. He had been there, then he left, went to Eastern Michigan, came back for his senior year. And I was like, he is awful. Put Prater in there, the second string quarterback. He's more mobile. We need some mobility. So the quarterback got hurt. They put Prater in there. The dude threw for like 52 yards, like 9 of 20. And then the next game, he was awful again. And I was like, see, I fell prey to the guy who's sitting on the bench because you haven't seen how awful. There's a reason why he isn't in the game.
You got to keep it in the perspective of what it's relative to. It's not like
the guy that
we've got Unitas and then Heinicke.
Oh, you're talking about the Commanders. Yeah.
We've got three dudes. If you're going to sit and tell me Hal sucks or I don't know what Hal is, I don't care.
Okay. Let's
see Am I still on? You're still in the playoff hunt, though.
No, I agree. You can't use
them
now.
Yeah.
I'm just saying earlier in the year, I wouldn't have minded if they ran him out there.
Here's the problem for the Commanders and for fans of the Commanders.
Their uniforms?
I like them, actually.
All the brothers like the fucking uniforms.
The big W on the
Jesus
side?
Jesus Christ.
What do you want? The old school with the arrow and the friggin'
I just
dark burgundy
I
shirt
I don't
with the white numbers?
Arena League football uniforms.
Do you not think the burgundy satin helmet is not sexy?
The helmet's good.
I just said
the
that.
The helmet's sexy.
That's all, though.
The rest is a little bit too much
Two
going
years
on.
To come up with pants without stripes? Just plain pants?
Oh, I hate the leotard pants. That's what the Ravens wear all the time.
Yeah, and don't I make like fun of the Ravens uniforms.
Yeah,
who has pants. Stripes now?
Lots of people.
I have
98% of the league has stripes for the most part.
Some Cowboys don't.
Yes,
yeah,
they do.
What stripe do they have on their pants?
Blue and white.
I don't know. I don't pay attention that far down. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think they have a stripe.
I just lost all respect for you, and I'm a little emotional.
All right, while we go to halftime here on the podcast, the problem is, and this is tough for Commanders fans, there's no way to slingshot hope into next year because you still have two bad options at quarterback. Heinicke is not sellable in 2023, and Wentz was probably never going to be sellable. And that's tough. So you have to almost restart at quarterback while you've got a lot of stuff bubbling up. They've drafted fucking great.
Yeah, they've got great skill players.
Dudes, you can trade coming out of the woodwork.
You can trade for Aaron Rodgers. Just give him Chase Young. Give him Chase Young. Oh, take Aaron Rodgers.
Would you do that deal?
I would.
Would you do that deal?
Nobody's taking Chase Young. He's damaged goods. Are you guys high? I know we're drinking tonight. You're
I'm
not
sorry. How old
tonight.
Is Aaron Rodgers? He's right. Got how many years 40 left? Years.
He didn't want to come. He didn't want to come here last year. He ain't coming this year.
Hypothetical. That's what us trade boys him. Do. We put
trade him for Chase Young. Give him Chase Young.
Chase Young.
Take him.
You guys think Chase Young is good? He didn't play.
He
at all
will
this
be.
Year. Oh, you.
He
do
was
think
good
so.
The year before.
Yeah, sort of good. He tailed
now
off
you
at
blow
the end.
Up, now you blow all your ACL. You come back even stronger nowadays.
Yeah, we'll see about that. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more after this.
Thank you.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Okay. All right. We are back. All right. Johnny said, have you seen the nightmares travel-wise with Southwest? And I'm like, of course. Holy shit. How can you not see that? Announcement saying we cannot get you out for 4 days over the airport loudspeaker. They're like, go home. If you're traveling, you're like, home? Motherfucker, I ain't got no home. Right. I'm away from home.
I'm here because I don't want to be home.
You're an airline. I thought you were aware of the concept of traveling.
Right. You better get me a horse and buggy and get me home. Right.
But they
Southwest
they
horse
offer
and buggy.
No solutions and...
They have no solutions.
They have no,
what's
they
the
have
problem?
No credits either.
I hear the problem is they don't do as much hub and spoke as all the other airlines. They're more direct routes than any other airline, which makes them wonderful to fly. I love flying Southwest.
I don't.
But... it's got to be to the right cities, and they usually go more direct. So their hub and spoke, they don't have the network of stuff that American or Delta or United has. Not that anyone else is any better. But we're entering an age in which people just assume there's never going to be travel nightmares. There are going to be travel nightmares, you know? The weather that they caught was bad. Really blizzardy conditions that fuck everything up, you know?
Sure.
But 4 days is really bad. So Southwest is going to take a long time to recover from this. What's the worst travel experience you've ever had? Have you ever slept in an airport?
I've slept in an airport. The worst for me was when we went to Dominican Republic and our layover was missed because...
It was we.
Me, my wife, my mom, my sis, my cousin, my nephews, everybody.
Any small children?
All my kids went.
How old?
At that time, Carson was probably 8.
And
the little
twins.
Suckers would have been...
5.
Yeah.
And they all slept in the airport?
We had to, yeah. We missed the layover.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
You sleep in an airport?
No.
Okay.
I go get a hotel.
What if they're all sold out of hotels? That's been happening lately.
Oh, it has?
Yes.
See, I've never been in that situation where they're all sold out.
Well, no rental cars. No hotels.
All the immigrants are staying in the hotels now.
It's like trains, planes, and automobiles.
There we go. Yes.
It's like trains, planes, and automobiles.
Shouldn't we be talking about the Mile High Club? Let's get into that. Have we ever? All right, never mind.
All right, I didn't add in the last segment this lawsuit by Riggo and the former Hogs against the team because they're going to name the mascot Commander Hog. And they're going to use a Hog mascot, and they've tried to get money out of this. They registered and trademarked the name Hogs. I actually think they've got a case, Johnny. Do you think that the old guard has a case against the Commanders?
I'm going to have an unpopular point of view here.
Which is?
First of all, I agree with you. They do have a case. I think they're going to be able to monetize that. But I think it's cheesy. I think that our boys that we all loved growing up,
right,
are running to the trademark office trying to capture lightning in a bottle.
In the last year, they ran to do this.
Yep. And I think it's an obvious sign of
money grab.
We want money.
Sure.
Yeah. And I think it looks cheesy.
Yeah, it does look cheesy.
But they're going to win that. They're going to get – I think they're going to be able to monetize it.
You think that the Commanders will cave and just pay them off? Because they've been trying to get money for a while.
They're like, not enough. Out of good faith.
More importantly,
as fans,
to Hatcher's point, that probably makes things a lot easier.
Right.
More, they just pay them something.
More importantly, it's that reaching back to the past that they should have never done. Just like the song Hail to the Commanders. There's
what?
No
they
such –
They changed it?
You didn't know this?
I didn't even know. They held to the
Tell
Commanders.
Them,
that's awful.
Hatch,
just kill the song.
We are in such
thank you.
Kill the song.
That's so stupid.
It doesn't work anymore.
I know.
We are in such a state of flux. Like,
come up with a new song.
I even as much as I hate your team, I hope you never have to deal with this, and you won't have to.
He won't.
But it's just a horrible place to be. They don't. There's no identity. There's no mascot. There's no song.
And they didn't make a clean break.
The band's gone.
They should have made a clean break. No song. No hog mascot. None of this. Hey, remember the good old days? They're gone and dead.
Gone. Right.
The logo's dead. The name is dead.
What about the band? Is the band gone?
Band's gone as shit.
Okay, if you're gonna do that, then get rid of the song.
Yes, get rid of it all.
Because the band used to play the song.
Yeah. The biggest thing will be getting rid of the owner. 30-second exit on the Redskins, and we'll talk about Hatch's Cowboys. Or Commanders, are you excited for the new ownership group?
95% excited.
Okay.
Who is it?
I believe that if Bezos is the owner.
Apparently bids have been coming in fast and furious. Going to be north of $7 billion.
So he's leaving with a great golden parachute.
He is. But guess what he's going to be as soon as he sells?
What?
Just an asshole with $5 billion.
Right. I'll take that.
Yes, you will.
Who?
Snyder.
Danny?
Snyder.
Yeah, and get and just hop on your damn yacht and be gone.
But guess what? He used to be the owner of the Redskins,
mm-hmm.
where he had power and prestige and connections, and people kissed his ass.
Mm-hmm.
He could have a hard time finding people to get on that yacht with him.
I agree with that.
Because why would you?
You know who I think is the catalyst
plenty
for this whole thing?
Plenty of people $5 billion. You can find plenty of people
grifters,
to get on that yacht for $5
billion. Grifters, assholes, wannabes. Not real
hanger-ons.
Hangers-ons.
But that's
what
he's got anyway.
Listen, I'm not saying it's going to be awful. I'm just saying for him, it's going to be hard to take. You go from being somebody to being a shithead with a huge boat.
You know who I think the catalyst to this whole thing was, Abe? I believe it was Tanya. I believe that once she became the front and center
when
person.
When she got booed at that name event in the fall,
she's
like, fuck this.
She came home and she's like... Do you really have a grasp on how much we are disliked? Do you understand that we don't need this? We don't need this. Let's get the hell out.
It took a woman's intuition and her ability to say to her man, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, Danny's been detached from us forever.
I know.
So,
but guess what? He is.
And her, too.
He is a shithead. And she sleeps with him. So what does that say about her?
Right.
This is
she
not,
knows
you know,
what he's doing.
This is not Marie Antoinette we're talking about.
Gross.
Okay? Gross, grody man. All right. Cowboys, Hatcher. I mean, it looks like they're going to choke against Gardner Minshew and the Eagles, and then they pull it out. Do you have a good feeling that the Cowboys will not be their usual January disaster?
No, I do not have a good feeling. Because
your final two games, Hatch, or what? Your final two games are who?
Don't matter.
Washington is the last game.
Final game, yeah.
Yep, and then
they're locked in as a wild card for the most part.
Yeah.
You could catch the Eagles, be hard to do.
Eagles aren't losing the last two.
So you'll be the number one wild card.
Yep.
And you'll be the four, which plays
Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
If Tampa Bay could beat Dallas, they already did it. They already did it once.
They are looking like warmed over ass. Brady looks completely washed.
Not till the end of the game. 16 to 6.
Lucky as shit.
Let me get it going. Here we go.
Okay.
So that game would be.
The problem is Dallas plays to its competition.
That game would be in Tampa.
Yes, in Tampa.
Okay.
And they play their competition.
That's right.
And they don't.
Tampa's the division.
And if Tampa, that's right.
Hilarious.
And if Dallas, which hasn't had a sack in the last three games, can't get to Tom Brady, it's over. They're down a defensive back.
They'll get to Tom Brady.
They're down a defensive back. That's what's wrong with that. They're missing Vander Esch, the linebacker.
Yeah.
They're also missing their corner, their starting corner. So they've been shuffling guys over there,
right?
Which they just been attacking that side of the field. And Dallas has been giving up the ass against the run. Giving it up against the run. They can't stop anything.
Let's talk about somebody that I despise has had an underrated season. Is
a season?
Season.
Did you say season?
Yeah, because I was going
spelled with a Z.
Season.
That's Z-E-S-A-O-N.
Underrated season. It's Seek.
He's done pretty well. Seven straight games, a touchdown.
Yeah.
He's like the bruiser now. So what he's become now is like the bruiser. Wear him down, and then let's put Pollard in there as the scat back to.
And Pollard is on the injured list this week, so this could be.
Sorry, they don't need him.
You could feed.
So
Zeke.
All right. What do you think the chances of my Packers running it and getting in are?
Really good.
They need
10%.
Help.
10%. Look, they're 10%. Not making it.
Really? Wow, okay.
The Washington Commanders so are going to finish the season.
Tua gave it up to him, by the way, and I was so happy to see the Packers win because now I've got two meaningful games to get engaged with my listeners in Milwaukee. Coming up on New Year's Day against the Vikings and then against the Lions if they win that game. But, they win by six, and Tua throws three lollipops because he was concussed again and did not come out of the game. How funny is that? They put him in the protocol after the game is over. Did you get an appetizer, Johnny?
Yeah, I did. I got some oysters on the half shell.
Hatcher can't wait. He's already dug in on this. But anyway,
sure have.
So you still think 10%. They need the Commanders to lose one of their two final games.
Commanders will not win another game this year.
Really? Okay. No, the Giants are done. If the Packers win their final two, they just need the Commanders to lose one. Browns at home, and then the Cowboys at home in what could be a rest-em-all game for the Cowboys.
Yep. We're at Dallas, aren't we? We don't finish the next two games.
No,
they're in Washington.
Okay, you settle down, shrimp boy over there.
What? The Dallas game's in Washington.
We got you, Uncle Eddie.
My listeners go, goddamn, Hatch can't stop. He's wait chewing. To eat his shrimp, man.
That's right. Okay, that's there's right. No way our next two games are at home. Are we at Cleveland? Maybe we're at Cleveland.
No, I think it's two at home. I think I said that. But I don't want to check on my laptop because it screwed up the software for this recording thing. Anyway, that said, J.J. Watt has announced his retirement.
Mm-hmm.
First ballot Hall of Famer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe the greatest white defensive lineman.
Now, why we got to go there?
I'm just saying, Hatch, you know
no,
me.
He's not. Bob Lilly is.
I don't know. J.J. Watt was the defensive – he was the defensive player of the year three times.
Yeah.
He was, when healthy, an absolute wrecker on defense.
For 3 years.
And the reason that I go there, not that it makes a difference, but just observing the realities of positional, you know, play in the NFL, white defensive ends are a fairly rare thing. Now, the Bosa boys are nasty, okay?
Well, he was a defensive tackle. J.J. Watt was a defensive tackle. He wasn't a defensive
okay.
end.
Okay. All right.
And they had
but a pass rushing D tackle, which is even more impressive than he did to the quarterback
but
in that Bob position.
But Bob Lilly. Bob
okay.
Lilly.
But you got to go back a ways. Like the modern NFL, really ass-kicking, disruptive defensive linemen don't come looking like guys like you and me, Johnny. And J.J. Watt from Pewaukee, Wisconsin, just a kid from Pewaukee, he says, played every sport growing up. There's pictures of him now that he's announced for retirement playing high school baseball, high school basketball.
Yeah.
He must have been a son of a bitch at all these things.
Oh, yeah.
Track and field, shot put, you name it.
But I thought Manley was white.
No, you were mistaken in that.
No.
Not so white.
No, but what about
stop
JJ's
drinking that
brother?
Funny stuff.
JJ's
bad.
Brother.
Yeah, his TJ's really good as well.
I mean, are we talking same position? See, because Hatch mentioned
he's
tackle
outside
and
linebacker.
End. See, but if you're 3-4 or 4-3, I mean, they're basically the same position in some of those schemes.
All right.
But
another NFL thing. How do you feel about autographing INTs? There are certain quarterbacks now. It seems like a trend.
What?
DBs who pick off a famous quarterback, not like a Zach Wilson, but say a Rodgers or a Brady, will go after the game on the field and ask them to autograph the ball.
From that quarterback?
And Rodgers autographed his pick from the game against the Dolphins to the Dolphins DB. He autographed it saying, Merry Christmas, Aaron Rodgers.
I hate that.
That's not uncommon.
It didn't used to be like that.
I'm going to tell you why it's not uncommon. That, all you do is translate that to jerseys.
Got a little shrimp because right on the front.
A lot of guys would get other players' jerseys signed, and then they would hang them up in their house. So what's the difference between whether it's a football or if it's a jersey? Because if Joe Theismann, I just watched his 30 for 30 the other night. He has a signed jersey of Lawrence Taylor hanging in his little Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but that's 30 years later. Like, they've amended. I mean, do you think that
What if a quarterback, Rhodesy, said, fuck that, I ain't signing that. I mean, good game, I'll shake your hand.
That's
nice
what
pick.
I'd say.
I'm sure some of them do.
I'm not here to sign your fucking souvenir. Eat shit.
How about even getting throat punched? That's what
that's
I do.
A bit much.
I mean, oh yeah, F you. I don't know.
I think I'm more aligned with Hatch. I'm like, you know what? I like the classiness. Like, hey, we're all in a fraternity. We're all NFL players. This was big to you, and I know that I'm obviously a guy who's got notoriety in the league, and you made a good play. It's big for you. Well, fine. I'll sign
right.
it.
I don't know. Or the ones that asked for the jersey.
Did you see the Bills players digging out their cars in Buffalo?
Did you see the
Bills player who had to drive away? He had a wedge on the back of his truck the size of a Death Star destroyer from Star Wars. It was huge. It was like the biggest chunk of snow I've ever seen. Question, why wouldn't they build a garage
right
in Buffalo just for the players?
That's a great question.
Who would
go down below?
Who would live in Buffalo by choice?
Or
after this winter alone, different blizzard conditions. Buffalo set a record for most continuous hours of blizzard conditions, which includes 35-mile-an-hour winds, visibility of a quarter mile or less, and blowing snow. 36 hours in a row. The previous record for consecutive hours of official blizzard conditions was 16.
You know my boy Jimmy West.
They doubled it.
Yes.
His wife is from Buffalo. In-laws are still up there. They're up there 5 times a week, and he comes back every time saying, I just don't know how does anyone live there?
That's what I was saying when I talked to someone from Buffalo. I go, how do you guys live there?
Yeah.
Like at some point, you got to get the hint.
Yeah.
Fucking leave.
Right.
But it's my job. I got family up here. Well, visit your family. Call your family. FaceTime your family.
Right.
Get another job somewhere else. Like, that is apocalyptic snow.
And FaceTime him from Tampa.
All right. Lastly, two more things. Shirtless warm-ups. Hatch, you played at a high level, Cincinnati, and you also played in the CFL briefly. What do you make of guys that come out on the field in cold weather in the NFL shirtless to prove how tough they are?
This retarded. It's retarded.
Because?
Because the only reason you're doing it is to try to intimidate the other team. That's it. To show, hey, I can play in this weather. I'm not going to let it bother me. And that's why I'm going to come out here.
Almost always the road team that most of the home players don't do that. Because they're like, yeah, I've been here before.
Right. And again, it's for intimidation purposes because there are people that don't like to play in the cold.
Yeah, they just don't. Everybody.
Some people.
Everybody doesn't like to play in it. Only some, though, complain about it publicly. Others guys say, oh, I love it. Bullshit. You're a warm-blooded species.
Yeah.
Of course you hate the cold.
We're all wired the same way.
Right, exactly. You'd rather play in the warm or indoors. Lastly, I saw on Johnny's phone, his screensaver was simply a Titleist golf ball, Titleist 1.
Yeah.
Beautiful photograph, high definition, with the grass sitting on a tee. I'm like, oh, man, I need that for my phone screensaver. Somebody apparently got golf balls for Christmas from their mom, Titleist, from the custom Titleist division. Okay. And they showed the golf ball, and the golf ball said white on it in print. Not because the guy's name was Mike White, because the mom, Hatch, when going to the Titleist website, clicked on the button that said, I want a white dozen Pro V1s, not the yellow Pro V1s. And then to make sure, the mom typed in the customization box.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
I need white balls.
Beautiful.
So a guy now has, and I think it's more than a dozen because you have to buy a minimum for customized balls.
Yes.
I think it's a dozen or six dozen.
I get them
minimum six dozen.
I get six dozen. Right? Yes.
Is the guy white?
So John's probably. John, odds are, yes. John Zablinski now has.
What's his white?
I'd hate if he was a
dozen
brother.
Titles. Yeah, if he was a brother.
If he was a brother white. With white balls, said white on the side. Hey. I just tell people my last name is White.
Right, oh, hold on. A brother with white balls.
Hey, now.
White balls. Yeah.
All right. Boys, good to have you this week. Thank you. Enjoy your hats, even though you don't wear
Happy
a hat.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Let's Same. Go ahead and eat, and we'll see everyone next time.
All right.